That's what I need. So I decided that if I could get my former sponsor, John B., who by this time was a drinking alcoholic, and the Episcopal priest, John Thompson, who had shepherded us both through our spiritual awakenings and had endured our telling him what was wrong with the church and why it didn't work, why he didn't slap us, I don't know, that if they'd go with me, I'd go. Confident, of course, they wouldn't go. Well, wrong. They were both interested, and we went. I was there on January the 8th, 1986. Scared. I used the 24 hours of silence to reread the big book and try to decide whether or not I should make another attempt to come back to the OA program. And by the grace of God, I've been abstinent every day from that day to this day. And I'm very, very grateful. My higher power appreciates that applause. Let me assure you that if I could have done it, I'd have done it a hell of a long time ago. Let me just tell you that in the last days before my return, I was so desperate looking for something. One of my definitions of bottom is the point where I realized that there was no quantity nor combination of foods that were going to scratch my itch. It was absolutely unscratchable. I remember that somebody had given my wife, not this one, a 2-pound box of chocolates. And I had ruined every chocolate in that box, punching it to see if it was the kind I was looking for, or taking a little bite out of it if it seemed it was the kind I was looking for. And nothing, absolutely nothing, worked. I couldn't believe that I made that first day at the retreat, but I thought, well, I'm with John B. and Reverend John Thompson, that's why. Well, lo and behold, I made the following day too, and the day after that. And I went to a meeting in Austin at my first opportunity. I still consider it my home group. There were only 6 or 7 of us at that meeting. I didn't use my right name. I was afraid somebody might remember me from the early days. So I told them my name was Bob. I've since apologized. If there's anybody here named Bob, I apologize. At that meeting, they just went around the room and everybody said something. And when it got to me, I said, my name's Bob, and I'm a glutton, a compulsive eater, and I have just been a personal witness to 8 miracles in a row, because at that time I had 8 days of abstinence. And as I mentioned earlier, I still feel that way about it. Every time I make one day, it is a miracle. Let me also do something else. I wanted to define abstinence, my definition. Abstinence for me is a plan of eating that either moves me toward or maintains a normal size. Okay, just that simple. A plan of eating that either moves me toward or maintains a normal size. This covers the anorexic who needs to gain weight, who is just like me, but the other side of the coin, in my opinion. They're very welcome. It lets me know that when I am abstinent by my definition, in due time, I will be at a normal size. Well, I've talked a lot about some negative things. Let me talk about some of the positive things that have happened in my life besides the fact that I've married again. During my lifetime, they invented M&Ms. And again, if you don't like M&Ms, you're in big trouble. And then they really had a technological breakthrough and invented peanut M&Ms, which are really good. They began to put